The last time I saw a turnout like that was in the early 80s, my first year as president. There had to be, just looking, at least 1,000. Actually, I think the reason we got the large turnout, I could hug the Chronicle headline writer, because the morning they got up, they saw a headline saying 400 teachers may be fired based on test scores.
Right.
And it was kind of like, oh, shit, maybe I better go to the board.
Right.
We knew walking in it was a 7-0 vote.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically energize the rank and file, get their attention, have the board understand how little acceptance this program has, and then do what we do best, which is get a legal strategy implemented. And that's really what it's been saying.
I love it.
I can't see this passing a legal test. The problem is, and I mean, there was an interesting research study done at Arizona State that said the biggest problem with these value-add systems is they have intuitive appeal to people. It just kind of, on the surface, makes sense. The problem is the devil's in the details. That was the same study that said the particular model we use, developed by Bill Sanders, is, I think they referred to it as opaque.
Hmm.
You know, we've got a RAND study that got done, I think it was either 2006 or 2008, just talking about the different value add schemes.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and said, none of them have been proven to be statistically valid. It's a formula that is designed and implemented in a black box. It is proprietary because we've just put in our third open record request for the formula. They still haven't given me the formula.
Right.
But that they'll be getting on
Well, are they saying,
on Monday.
Aren't they just telling you that you're not entitled to it because it's not a legal
public
record?
No, I want them to tell me I'm not entitled to it. You know, second to Florida, we are probably the most open state when you spend state money.
Mm-hmm.
How are you spending state money on something that people can't see?
Well, a lot of the criticism that gets thrown at unions is, you know, the only thing they will accept is pay based on seniority and or degrees, and nobody ever gets fired as a bad teacher.
That's not true. I've probably taken more people out of the classroom than the entire administrative staff in any year,
mm-hmm.
and so is my staff, because we can say things to them that their bosses can't.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten people in where we sit them down and say, look, let's have a frank discussion about your ability.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are other jobs you might be good at. This, unfortunately, would not be your career calling. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons, and even some of the principals have made some public statements that, when the people say, well, we only fired, I think Greer keeps saying, we only fired 38 people
mm-hmm.
last year. And the hearings were mainly criminal offenses. Well, yeah. For a very simple reason. The principals do the same things we do. Even Sanders, the first time we met with him, said his system shouldn't be used for evaluation or high-stakes decisions. However, Houston, with his largest contract, and they want to use it for evaluation. I'm trying to figure out what statistical test he went through to leap to a sole causative factor. All of a sudden, we just jumped to the fact that everything's a teacher's fault.
Just common sense would tell you that teacher would be the biggest factor, right? Or not?
Not necessarily. Let me give you an example. I have a godson who is very, very bright. dropped out of school when he was 17, stopped going to class, stopped doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Under this system, four teachers would have had a serious problem when he did that. Now, it'd be very easy to say it's the teacher's fault, but it was more that he called me at 4 in the morning the night his mother overdosed in front of him and died. You don't pick those factors up. Probably one of the more embarrassing things they've had happen was, I mean, they made a big deal at their board meeting that no teacher was going to just suddenly be fired based on these test scores, that they were going to do 2 or 3 years of analysis, helping the teacher and all that. You know, we listened to all these promises of help and board members saying we didn't understand. I've done this a long time. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock the next morning, one of my staff called and said, we have our first non-renewal based totally on their EVOS score. Well, one thing I will thank the superintendent for,
mm-hmm.
this is the best membership recruiting year we have ever had in the history of the union.
This is really?
I mean, we've been kind of stuck at 6,500 because, you know, we spend the first half of the year making up what left the district. In less than 100, we'll break 7,000. As upset as these teachers are, we're lowering their productivity by keeping them upset.